This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The computer voting system in Georgia, Dominion, contains software that was manipulated where they control the voting within a network of corporations around the globe.
It's a foreign company, no matter how you look at it, so they've already violated the president's order against foreign interference in our elections.
This election was a fraud. Donald Trump won, I believe, clearly a 70% plus landslide election in the nation.
If we can get to the bottom of it, and I am determined to do that, I think we'll find he had at least 80 million votes.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
America, nobody can serve God and the military.
So there was this huge tweet rampage, and Donald Trump was retweeting, if Democrats get the Senate, there's going to be a socialist hell unleashed upon the country. Do you know what they mean by that? And is that a hell you are preparing to unleash?
No, I don't know what they mean, and I don't think they know what they mean either.
Is that what you think?
Let's go to the videotape.
I really get upset when I hear Christian talking about socialism. The Bible says that the church had all things in common.
I love this Pope. He said, well, I'm not a Marxist, but I know a few Marxists, and they're pretty good people.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
The restaurant industry has really had a tough year because of COVID, because there's not been a national strategy.
But are you getting cooperation from the Trump administration?
As of yet, we've not seen action happen in Washington, D.C.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Unchained and unstoppable.
The best way to celebrate Thanksgiving is to only gather with members of your household. Today, we're urging everybody to make a difficult choice this Thanksgiving.
You want white meat or dark meat?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you're a new viewer on Newsmax, we salute you for coming over to the right side of the ideological spectrum when it comes to cable news, and we hope you will enjoy our product and will stay with us through the days and months ahead. These are troubled times, and we're in these recounts and court challenges, and we will stay strong. Thank you for joining us, and we always appreciate all of our older viewers, and our our longtime viewers and listeners. 844-500-4242. That is the toll free number of the Howie Carr Show. Grace has taken a couple of days off, so I'll be handling the news here before we go to some guests at the bottom of the hour. But there's certainly a lot to get to. There's more votes turning up for President Trump in Georgia, or I should say, votes are disappearing from Joe Biden. There was in DeKalb County, there was apparently a 9,626 vote error on behalf of Joe Biden. So that's got to put it down very close to about 2,000 or 1,000 votes margin between the two of them. The deadline tonight is supposedly for the recount or the audit, I should say, the vote audit. It's not exactly on the level. Just ask L. Lynn Wood, the president's lawyer, or President Trump himself. The deadline is supposed to be midnight tonight for a recount so that they can certify the vote, I think, on Friday in Georgia. But I think there are going to be some court challenges to that. I certainly would hope so. It looks like there's a lot of mistakes being found. And, this is just in four counties. They pretty much erased the Biden margin. And I know some of the counties have come back and said there were no problems, but there are over 150 counties in the state of Georgia. So there's a lot to... There's a lot of potential vote counting going on there. Just a couple of small stories here. You know, the Democrats in Congress, Chuck Schumer is one of the chief proponents of this. They want to erase all student debt, college student debt. That amounts to 1.2 $7 trillion. So $1,700,000,000 just erased. So if you didn't go to college or your kids didn't go to college, you're going to be paying for somebody who went to college and got some worthless degree and is now, living in mom's basement and going to Antifa rallies. It's ridiculous. $1.7 trillion. There was a Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian from Massachusetts, were promoting this idea of forgiving student debt. And of course, guess who was checked in on the student debt? The Squad is very much in favor of getting rid of student debt. And do you know why? Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, and Ilhan Omar from Minnesota, who compared Trump rallies the other day to Klan rallies, they both owe between $15,000 and $50,000 in student loans. You know, when you file out your financial disclosure form for Congress, you go in certain blocks. You don't have to say you owe $20,013. You just say between $15,000 and $50,000. And Rashida Tlaib from Michigan. I didn't know this. She went to law school. How'd you like to have her representing you in a court case, even if it was just a library fine or a parking ticket? She owes between $50,000 and $100,000 in student loans. So they have a vested interest in getting this off the books. This $1.7 trillion. Altogether, there are 59 members of Congress, 59 out of the 535 members of Congress, over 10% then, who have student loan debt of at least $2.4 million. Meanwhile, there's a big mask study out today. It was eagerly awaited by Team Lockdown. They thought it was going to prove that everybody had to wear masks. And it didn't. It's from Denmark, and it didn't quite turn out as they had anticipated. Even the New York Times, an instrument of agitprop for the Democrat Party and Team Lockdown, their headline is: Danish study questions use of masks to protect wearers. The study, published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, did not contradict growing evidence that masks can prevent transmission of the virus from wearer to others. But the conclusion is at odds with the view that masks also protect the wearers. But wait, didn't the Centers for Disease Control, run by Dr. Anthony Fauci, didn't they say just last week that masks protected wearers? Oh, but that's right. Dr. Fauci said in March that masks didn't protect anyone. He said that on 60 Minutes, didn't he? Okay, this is from the New York Times story. About 4,860 participants completed the study. The researchers had hoped the masks would cut the infection rate by half among wearers. Instead, 42 people in the mask group, or 1.8%, got infected, compared with 53 in the unmasked group, 2.1%. In other words, there was no statistically significant difference. And the lead author of the study said, "Our study gives an indication of how much you gain from wearing a mask. Not a lot. Not a lot." Meanwhile, in California, Gavin Newsom is pushing his lockdown to change the subject from his posh dining experience in the Napa Valley. And he says it's time to pull the emergency brake to make California miserable again. Yet, this is according to William Sullivan, an American thinker. The case numbers really mean nothing here in California. What this is all about, all the fear, the confusion, the misery, is over COVID deaths. And the number of COVID deaths in California, take notes, please, if you're in California, tell your friends about this. The number of COVID deaths in California peaked at a 7-day rolling average of 148 deaths per day on August 10th. As of November 15th, the average is 42 a day. So it's gone down from 148 per day in August to 42 per day. And yet it's out of control. And basically, the governor of California is canceling Thanksgiving and says no loud singing on top of everything else. And make sure you only spend 2 hours. You get it's like last call in a bar, you know, at 1 o'clock, last call for alcohol. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. And they're going to do it. They want you to do this with grandma. Meanwhile, California has crossed another threshold, 200,000 tests per day. So if you test more people, do you think you're going to get more positive results, perhaps? Is that possible? Is that mathematically possible? For most of the summer, the number of tests in California averaged between 100 and 150,000. And for much of July and part of August, the average number of new cases was consistently higher than it is today. So they have twice as many tests, and the death rate is one-third of what it was, less than one-third. And yet Gavin Newsom is going to shut down the state to change the subject from his adventures in Epicurean delights. Because we are testing more, and despite the lower positivity rate, the number of cases gives the false perception of a scary-looking curve without the real story being told. The fact is, and you know this, but I'll repeat it one more time, your survival rate is, if you are under the age of 50, is 99.98%. If you're between 50 and 69, you have a 99.5% chance of survival. But you're only allowed to spend 2 hours at grandma's house in California, and no loud chanting or singing. Our listeners love the Thunderstorm air purifier, and the reviews are in. Beatrice emailed me and Sandy sent me a card. The reviews are all the same. The Thunderstorm really works. This is it. Grace knows how much this how great the product is. So does Taylor, because we got them in the office back in Boston. Winter is coming, so plan now. Eden Pure will continue their buy one, get one promotion for the Thunderstorm air purification system. Eden Pure is able to do this thanks to the huge success from the Howie Carr Show listeners. The response has been tremendous. Eden Pure is passing those savings on to you, the viewers and the listeners. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into the wall to purify the air from any odor, pet odor, kitchen smells, tobacco, or that damp smell lingering in your cellar. I've seen large air purification systems that cost up to $1,000 and take up lots of space. When you take advantage of the BOGO offer, the Thunderstorm is below $100 and it doesn't take up any room, as you can see. Also, no filters are needed. Take advantage of the BOGO offer now and experience yourself what all the listeners are raving about. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word HowieBOGO. That's EdenPure.com, HowieBOGO. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
Today, you can save big on a holiday gift they'll use every day. Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons offer seamless Bluetooth pairing, a comfortable noise-isolating fit. Taylor was just playing some Steely Dan there in the intro. That's what I was listening to this morning on my Raycons. They also offer amazing audio quality. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/Howie, buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will restaurants in Boston be shut down next week?
Yeah, I think they will. I think they're moving in that direction all across lockdown USA.
90% say they'll be closed for business.
Yeah. Unless you go to we don't have a branch of the French Laundry in Boston. $350 would be pretty steep per person in Boston. Pretty steep most, even in the Napa Valley, I think it's probably a little on the expensive side without wine. But then again, Gavin Newsom didn't have to worry because all the honchos of the California Medical Associations and their lobbyists were there hanging out. And I guess they were picking up the tab for him, most likely. Meanwhile, these elections go forward in in Georgia, the special elections, unless they can somehow overturn the results and get the Republican candidates, especially David Perdue, the incumbent, up over 50%. The other election that's probably going to take place is Kelly Loeffler versus a guy named Raphael Warnock. And he's this minister, and he's a very big fan of Jeremiah Wright, who you may recall is Obama's minister back in Chicago when he was a state senator. And he's the one who said GD America and so many other horrible things. And this guy, Raphael Warnock, is a big fan of his. And every day that seems like something new comes out about how about something he said that it really seems anathema or would be anathema to a vast majority of people in Georgia. Yesterday, it came out that he said this about religion and the military. Cut one.
America, nobody can serve God and the military. You can't serve God and money. You cannot serve God and mammon at the same time. America, choose ye this day whom you will serve.
There are a lot of military bases in Georgia, aren't there? I wonder how those military men and women are going to vote in this special election. I think they can, if Hollywood celebs can come into Georgia and register to vote, I'm sure the military people can, despite whatever the old rules are. Didn't Hollywood have a boycott going on Georgia after they passed some, I think it was anti-abortion legislation? They didn't like Georgia. Now they want to move to Georgia and elect these two radicals to the Senate so they can control everything and abolish the Electoral College, add some Democrat states like Puerto Rico and D.C., pack the Supreme Court, open the borders. That's what they want. So Warnock is trying to get away from all of his prior statements. So he went on The View, of all things, that well-known political show, and he's with he's with Joy Reid on MSNBC, and Joy Reid says, listen to this, cut two.
So there was this huge tweet rampage, and Donald Trump was retweeting every time Loeffler or Perdue or anyone from Fox News was tweeting, if Democrats get the Senate, there's going to be a socialist hell unleashed upon the country. Do you know what they mean by that, and is that a hell you are preparing to unleash?
No, I don't know what they mean, and I don't think they know what they mean either.
I'll tell you what we mean, Reverend. Cut three.
I'm so sick and tired of all of these folk talking about socialistic medicine. You're giving in to socialism. And I really get upset when I hear Christians in the midst of this debate talking about socialism. They ought to go back and read Acts chapter 2, where the Bible says that the church had all things in common.
And I love this Pope. He said, well, I'm not a Marxist, but I know a few Marxists, and they're pretty good people.
Oh, really? In Venezuela?
So hard to discover and to hear an authentic vision and voice of authentic spirituality that gives voice to the least of these, that when it shows up, people describe it as some strange ideology rather than the vision of that poor Palestinian prophet who said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Sisters, comrades, and friends, I give to you the hero of the struggle of the people throughout the world, Comandante Fidel Castro.
Jesus was a Palestinian. I didn't know that. Palestinian was not really a recognized ethnic group until about 1948, was it? I don't think so. Joy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joy. Oh, no time. We'll be right back with Dinesh D'Souza. Hang on, everybody. We'll get to your calls in a little while. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You remember in June, in Portsmouth, Virginia, that's in the Tidewater area, I believe, There was a riot, and they were tearing down Confederate statues, and there was a guy injured by it. And the police chief, a black woman, a police chief, her name is Angela Green. She ordered the arrest of some of the local politicians who had torn down the sign, including the longest-serving black legislator in the state Senate. And guess what happened to the police chief? She was fired. A black woman police chief who tried to do her job and enforce the laws was fired for arresting some of the local Democrat politicians. All right. Joining us now on the line is Dinesh D'Souza, the celebrated author and filmmaker. And he's got he put it out right before the election, his new film, Trump Card. And it was based on his companion book, United States of Socialism. And we just wanted to check in with Dinesh and see how he thinks the recounts and the court challenges are going. Do you still have faith, Dinesh, that we're going to win?
I have. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, and so I realize that it's one thing to produce evidence. That needs to happen, but it also has to be presented in a legal way so that it can worm its way to the Supreme Court. I mean, the issues couldn't have wider significance, and I think the issue here is the legitimacy not just of this election, but every future election. So for these reasons, I think there needs to be the most careful scrutiny of what's happening, particularly if there's manipulation, not just at the episodic, but at the systematic level.
Right. Yeah. I know. I don't think they're going to I don't think that we are going to prevail if we just have, you know, a list of people like Smoke and Joe Frazier dead 5 years voting in Philadelphia. I mean, it's got to be more than that. They need to come up with some systemic attempts to steal these elections in various states. I mean, the circumstantial evidence is rather overwhelming, though, isn't it? When all these states at one point suddenly decide to stop counting ballots on election night, and then 6 hours later they begin to recount again or begin to count once more, and all of a sudden Joe Biden has this huge lead that mathematically you would say was impossible for him to get.
Yeah, it's important to realize when we say circumstantial evidence here, we're talking about statistical improbabilities that border on impossibilities. You know, in other words, 138,000 straight votes, you know, for Biden. Now, that is a statistical impossibility. The chance of you finding any region in the country where that would occur, I defy you to do it. I mean, it's insane. So many times people go, you know, they get life in prison for circumstantial cases when you can show motive, you can show opportunity, you can show that the guy who is accused benefited from the crime. You put it all together and there's no reasonable doubt left that something very bad went on here. And the same is true in this case.
Yeah. Georgia, for instance, the oft-cited example now, 95,000 votes in Georgia with just Joe Biden's name on them, nobody else's name. They go, somebody, 95,000 votes where people just went in and voted for one guy. And oddly enough, Dinesh, only 818 people did the same thing for Donald Trump.
Right. So that right there should tell you, if I was a judge, I would say, you know what? We now need to go to audited signatures. We need to match these mail-in ballots with signatures. We got to make sure that real people cast these votes. I mean, think about it. The left has been saying with a straight face that the Russians, who have no control over the balloting machines, who are apparently through buying Facebook ads and those sorts of shenanigans, somehow interfered with the last election. But they find it impossible to believe that Democrats in districts that Democrats control, where Democrats are doing the counting and push all the observers a certain safe distance away, oh, we've got to believe that there were no shenanigans that went on there.
Yeah, there was an interesting story in the Wall Street Journal about the bellwether counties. There are 19 counties that are always right in predicting the winner of the presidential election. Last week, Dinesh, or 2 weeks ago now, Joe Biden lost 18 of the 19 bellwether counties.
Well,
and yet he won.
Yeah, that is very interesting. And so is the fact that Republicans have overall done so well. So normally, as you know, in a presidential election, the president provides the so-called coattails. He drags Republicans over the top. So look at the anomaly here. Republicans come really close to taking the House, contrary to all predictions.
Right.
They're going to hold firm in the Senate, probably by a two-seat majority. And yet they sort of decisively lose the presidency, even though Trump got 10 million additional votes. I mean, this really, you have to be born yesterday to just sort of swallow and believe that.
Right. They also took over a sizable number of legislatures in New Hampshire. That's the one I always cite. It's the biggest legislature in the country, 400 seats. The Republicans gained 56 seats. And yet Biden won the state of New Hampshire by 7 points over Trump, which was more than Hillary won by in 2016. Now, maybe that happened, but it seems improbable, doesn't it?
Well, I think when I look back, you know, some of the anomalies, you know, number one, Biden didn't even seem interested in campaigning. And I thought, how weird, a head of a major party ticket doesn't even seem interested in campaigning. It's almost like, in retrospect, the guy knew he had it in the bag. And then look at the Democrats' insistence with Amy Coney Barrett. Will you swear in advance that you will recuse yourself from any cases that come before you dealing with election recounts? I mean, they were very insistent on that point. And again, in retrospect, it's kind of illuminating to consider, wow, did they know that something was afoot?
Well, how about the fact, too, that some of the Democrat operatives were going around to the cable TV shows and saying, well, don't get down when it looks like there's a red wave and a Trump landslide on election night because we're going to pull it out. I mean, they were saying this openly.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Also, I think it's really interesting, Howie, that the shenanigans are only on one side. Notice that no one's even talking about poll watchers on the other side. Whenever a case comes, even the media assumes, they'll say things like, well, that's a garden variety. Oh, yeah, well, this kind of thing does happen. But notice that the tennis ball always falls on one side of the net. You can safely assume that all the cheating is occurring on the Democratic side, and there's virtually no cheating occurring on the Republican side.
Yeah. I know. Well, look at the, you know, here's another example, you know, Ohio. I mean, how many stories have you read over the years, Dinesh D'Souza? Ohio is the bellwether state. Nobody has ever been elected president without carrying the state of Ohio. And guess what? Donald Trump carried the state of Ohio by more than 8 points. It wasn't even close. It was close to being a landslide. And yet now Ohio is no longer a bellwether state, I guess.
I'm watching carefully the rhetoric of the left, and I noticed something very interesting. They're not even insisting that Biden won fair and square. If you look at their rhetoric, it's mostly along the lines of time to heal and move on. It's almost like they know that they robbed the bank, and they're sort of saying, well, we robbed the bank kind of in the national interest. Let's just quickly move past this one. And so there's a kind of eerie refusal. It's a dog that hasn't barked. You don't have a lot of people coming out and go, listen, Biden's fabulous. He's going to be amazing. He won fair and square. No, it's a little bit like they're uncomfortable with it. They know that. But, you know, it's all in a keeping with their slogan, which they've had for 4 years, which is essentially by any means necessary. And so I think there was a ruthless understanding on the part of the media and digital media that all these guys have to come together and work by any means necessary to produce this outcome.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's, you know, this happened, as you know, in 1960. It appears that JFK stole the election in the states of Illinois and in Texas, where his running mate was from, LBJ. And Richard Nixon knew that the election was stolen, but he decided to turn the other cheek. I mean, he probably wouldn't have had much success if he'd complained anyway. But the difference was, Dinesh, as you know, you know, Richard Nixon or JFK, I mean, they were both cold warriors, World War II vets. They weren't all that different, you know? So Richard
Yes.
Nixon was willing to let it slide because it wasn't going to change the course of U.S. history ultimately. But this is different. This Democrat Party, this is not JFK's Democrat Party. He couldn't get elected dog catcher in Massachusetts today, you know? This is different.
I agree. I also think that we're worried about a broad-based gangsterism on the other side, in which, think of what they're doing. I mean, they have the deep state. So you've got deep state shenanigans. You've got paramilitary thugs on the street. You've got the Democrats talking about packing the court. So in all these cases, they are pulling off the guardrails of society, digital censorship. And so now election rigging. So if Nixon had any inkling that this would become somehow systematized as part of Democratic Party behavior, I don't believe he would dream of conceding to JFK. No. I think he thought that this was part of an extension of the Chicago machine. It was an anomaly in American politics. It could not be counted to happen again, and therefore, quote, for the good of the country. But now, for the good of the country, we should not concede, because we need to make sure that these processes are not corrupt.
I agree. I agree, Dinesh. What do you think? How is this going to be determined, do you think? Or do you have any predictions on it? Whether it's going to be determined, whether there's going to be a victor in the Electoral College, or is it going to be decided in the Supreme Court, or is it going to go to the House of Representatives?
Howie, here's my prediction. Basically, if the Republicans can produce a smoking gun, which is to say, if they can show that these Dominion machines were manufactured with a programming system that rigged them, and if they can produce whistleblowers that show, we rigged the machine in this way, the lid will blow off. The courts will have to take it. The Supreme Court will take this with the utmost seriousness. It will have long-term implications for the Democratic Party and for the media. Short of that, I don't think that Trump is going to make it. That's my straight-out prediction.
Hmm. Well, I trust Sidney Powell, and she says they have the smoking gun. L. Lynn Wood says they have the smoking gun. I'm going to have to believe them. As Rush Limbaugh said today, they don't want to end up as Geraldo Rivera rummaging around in Al Capone's vault looking for some dusty wine bottles. You know, I mean, if they say they've got it, I hope they've got it. Dinesh D'Souza, tell us about Trump Card.
Well, it's not in the theater, but it's available on demand. It's really cool to watch it on your big screen TV, because I made it for the movie theater. You can watch it on Amazon Prime. You can watch it on Apple iTunes, and the website, which lists all the different platforms, is just TrumpCardTheMovie.com. TrumpCardTheMovie.com.
Dinesh D'Souza, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. I'm Howie Carr.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
Howie Carr is back.
That's Archie Bell and the Drells. He just can't stop dancing. Well, Archie Bell, don't go out to California, because dancing is frowned upon more than somewhat. So is singing and loud chanting. I don't know about you, it's never been a family tradition of mine at Thanksgiving to do any loud chanting, but I guess maybe Gavin Newsom knows something the rest of us don't know. Loud chanting, verboten, and not just in California either. I'm sure it's frowned upon more than somewhat in Michigan and New Jersey and New York and, of course, Massachusetts and Maine. Tommy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tommy.
Hey, Howie. First time, long time. You look better now than you did 20 years ago.
Thank you. I've had some work
done. You must have had some face work. Well, I was the guy that got pushed off the bike, the Patriots helmet and everything. It's like there's a Pruda film, but they have like three different, I've seen three different versions of it. Pretty much catches the whole thing.
This was down at the MAGA, at the MAGA rally in D.C. on Saturday?
Yeah, in Washington. Yep. So
now,
I rented.
Were you attacked by that woman that they say is a graduate student in journalism?
You know what? I got pushed from behind. I had no idea who it was, and there's one video we can see him, but it's so quick, you can't even get a look at him. I was completely surrounded, and you know, with megaphones and everything. I tell you, I wasn't scared. I just I said they're like. You know, they're like rats. They have no courage. They hit you when you're not looking. Like the guy.
Ten
that
on
gets
one
punched.
Is Antifa fun, Tommy?
Yes.
You know? And I guess one of the guys who was attacking MAGA people, and you're right, they didn't attack when the MAGA people were all together. It was when everything was breaking up. It was like on the savannah in Africa. You know, they pick off the limp or the younger or the older antelope. Jackals do it. That's what they were. They're human jackals. And one of them had a lengthy record as a sexual predator, right?
Yeah, I think it was the guy that sucker punched the guy that went face down there. Those poor people. I was so lucky; I didn't really get hurt at all. So the story was, I'm coming back from the Supreme Court, and I see a crowd down the street. It's all blocked off. I'm like, hey, what's this? A street party? So people. Couple people like, I wouldn't go down there, right? I'm like, why not? I want to see what's going on. So I'm standing there. A guy comes walking up. I start talking to him. And I said, we weren't even paying attention. And all of a sudden, I'm surrounded. Ugh. And so I'm standing there. You see, there's one video. I said, you can see it's like from across the street.
We'll check it out, Tommy. You know, it was interesting that Rand Paul's wife, Kelly Paul, she gave an interview somewhere, and they were harassed when they left the White House, and there were these Antifa mobs after the president made his acceptance speech when he took the nomination. And she said that even though she's a senator's wife, she said she was going out on a run or a walk recently in their apartment in D.C. and she took out a T-shirt and it had an American flag on it, and she said that could be iffy to go out on the street in the nation's capital with a shirt that had an American flag on it, because there's so many insane people that have gravitated to D.C. And they don't just hate Trump. They hate the whole country. An American flag is considered an act of provocation for these leftists. Thanks for the call, Tommy. Don, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, Howie. How are you, sir?
Good.
Going real quick, I wanted to see your thoughts on the Senate race with this additional 9,600 votes that have appeared somewhere in DeKalb County.
Well, I think these 9,600 votes, these votes have disappeared. These were extra Joe Biden. These aren't votes for Trump that were lost. These were extra votes they had thrown in for Joe Biden. So now they've thrown them out. I don't know. I'm having a tough time finding anything on the internet. Just I saw a story in the Epoch Times, but that's about it. I haven't seen. Are you getting any local media reports in Georgia, Don?
Well, I'm not in Georgia. I have a Georgia phone number.
Okay.
I'll tell you something very, very interesting that happened just a short time ago. My wife and I both lived and worked in the Atlanta area. And I had a phone call, and it showed telemarketer. I get 15 calls a day from Georgia. But I picked it up, and it was someone saying to me, are you registered to vote? I said, well, I live in Pennsylvania. I don't live in Georgia. They said, that doesn't matter. Do you have a family member or someone like a son or a daughter that's still in Atlanta or that area? We can register you to vote as a Democrat.
So, when was this? Was this after the election, Don? Was this after the election?
This was just today. This was today. They're telling me that I could register to vote in Georgia, even though I'm not a resident, but I could say that I live with my son or daughter in the Atlanta metro.
Boy.
Give them their address.
Do you have any confidence in this Secretary of State, this feckless guy, and Governor Kemp to keep this election honest? I don't.
I don't have too much confidence in anybody right now with what's going on the left side. It's crazy. My wife and I, we try to take the high road. We know the fix is in. We know Basement Biden, what he's done. He did nothing.
Right. Right. Now we know why. Thanks for the call, Don. I'm Howie Carr.
Every time I see you, all I ever think is love.